Hello, Philip. So, how long have you been working with Penn for?
Okay, so I've been working at Penn for 2 years now.
Okay, so what do you do in your day-to-day basis at Penn?
So my job title is Participation Manager, which basically is just a posh way of saying that I try and involve as many different people as possible in the work of English Penn, whether that's someone who wants to learn a skill from us, or someone who wants to campaign with us, or someone who wants to give us money because we're a charity, or whether they're a trustee or a volunteer. I'll try and work with as many different people as possible to encourage participation.
So what do you feel is the best part of your job?
That's a good question. As part of my job, I get to send writers into community settings. That's a key part of what Penn does. So I send writers into refugee centres, detention centres, prisons and schools. I suppose my favourite part of my job is when I get to see the writer, you know, doing their work, which is essentially creative writing with a group of people. And when I get to see the participants in that group flourish and have an amazing time, and they're learning something and they're enjoying themselves, and maybe they've written something that they've never ever written before, then that's the thing that excites me. Yeah.
Okay. So how would you see yourself working here, like, long term in the future?
Oh, I hope so. I'm having a meeting with my boss next week, in fact, to discuss this. I'd really like to. I've worked in this sector for about 8 years, which is the kind of creative writing sector.
Yeah.
And I've just recently moved over in the last 2 years to Penn, which is more free speech and creative writing. But I really like the sector as a whole, yeah. So I'd like to stay at Penn, definitely.
And who's your favourite author right now?
Ah, I didn't realise I'd be asked this. I think my favourite writer at the moment is... If I may just have a second to think on my feet. So I really like poetry, and my favourite ever poet is a poet called Elizabeth Bishop, who was an American poet, writing up until the 80s. And I really love her stuff, and I recommend her to everyone.
Is there any, like, one influential piece that's your favourite?
Of hers? There's a beautiful poem called The Moose, which is all about a journey in a bus, and suddenly the bus comes across a moose that's in the middle of the road, and the poem is just all about everyone seeing the moose and what the moose means. And it took her 17 years to write this poem. And it's not that long, but it is a long poem. It's about 3 or 4 pages. But it's the most amazing poem. So there we are, The Moose by Elizabeth Bishop.
Okay, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.